So you might ask, why do we need KDP? Simply put, applying a range derivative to the differential phase data helps users identify the areas of greatest change in phase, and that information is what's most meteorologically useful. In the example shown, the area in green is where the phase changes the most and corresponds with a convective storm with significant liquid water content. We will talk more about specific differential phase as you go through this course. Now let's talk a little more about differential phase.